Lee Scott Academy Basketball is on Tiger Country 104.5. Presented by The Orthopedic Clinic, Googe Performing Arts Center, Mountain High Outfitters, and Russell Building Supply. Also brought to you by Auburn Bank, Gutter Pro, Advanced Graphics, Auburn Express Towing, and Four Seasons Federal Credit Union. Now, live from courtside, here's the voice of Lee Scott Academy Basketball, Christian Griffin.
If the early bird gets the worm, then it's the early Warriors that get another shot at history. We race the sun to Montgomery here this morning, leaving Auburn in the near darkness and rolled into the home of the Hornets before the breakfast menus were even set on the diner tables. And for the familiar faces that have started packing out the gym, it's safe to say that we are not alone. This is Sweet 16 Basketball, and for the first time in program history, the Lee Scott Academy Warrior Varsity girls are playing on this stage on the hardwood, and they didn't arrive here wide-eyed or just grateful to be invited. The Lee Scott Warriors enter play today at 20-9, built by early mornings, late nights, and a staff and a group of girls that have put in the work long before mornings like this ever showed up on the calendar. But February, it doesn't ease up, as on the other side of the floor stands one of 3A's giants, the St. James Trojans. 29 wins, 4 losses, ranked among the best in the state, and playing all but what's a home game, just 10 minutes away from their home campus right here at Alabama State. On paper, it may be David versus Goliath, but Lee Scott Academy didn't spend any time reading the papers. Instead, they've been in them. Individual performances, area championships, statement wins that have turned heads, and now a Sweet 16 appearance that says that this run is not a fluke. It's been earned. They don't blink. They don't back down, and they're not walking into this gym quietly. So, why not us? Why not today? It's Sweet 16 basketball here in the state of Alabama. It's the Trojans of St. James, the Warriors of Lee Scott Academy, a whiteout here at the Acadome in the home of the Alabama State Hornets. Grab your mug, your creamer, your sugar. It's BYOC here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. And when we come back, we'll get you set for breakfast basketball, keys to the game, starting lineups, and everything that you need to know as Radio Alabama and the Lee Scott Sports Network bring you 3A AHSAA state playoff basketball right here on Tiger Country 104.5.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up. But now, my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the Orthopedic Clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
Winter is in full swing at Mountain High Outfitters. Come see all the great gear to keep you warm and dry in style. From the North Face, Patagonia, Free People Movement, Vuori, or Local Boy, we have you set for every day or your ski or snowboarding trip this season. Come see Mountain High Outfitters on South College next to Tzatziki's in the heart of Auburn. Experience the difference at Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Hi, this is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leak protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Here at the Acadome. Breakfast hoops here for you on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Christian Griffin here with you inside the Acadome, bringing you all of this morning's action on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Whether it's Tiger Country 104.5, TigerCountry.net, or that Radio Alabama app, my goodness, we appreciate you for being here, as do the Lee Scott Warriors. Starting to see the wideout begin to form here with the Lee Scott faithful packing their way here into the home sections, and we're just about ready for Lee Scott's Academy basketball. We'll dive into a little bit of these teams as we go, as it looks like we are maybe getting things going here in just a few minutes, but my goodness, what a game, what a contest we have here for you on the Lee Scott Sports Network. It's Lee Scott and St. James here in the morning game, and then I guess the early brunch game right after for the Lee Scott Academy boys. The Lee Scott varsity girls coming off back-to-back, very physical, hard-nosed defensive battles, 37-30 against Glenwood, 48-46 against Childersburg. You're going to need that same defensive success here tonight, but you're also going to need to have some shots fall this morning. Clark Ivins has had 56 of the last 85 points in the last two games for Lee Scott Academy. St. James is going to be good enough to force the other players to win this contest. St. James, a little bit about the Trojans here before we take a break and have the starting lineups. 29-4, the 17th ranked team in the state of Alabama. They have scored 70 points or more 20 times, 80 or more 10 times, and 100 points 3 times this season. With wins over Enterprise, Thompson, and Auburn High, they have allowed their opponents 24 times to have 40 points or less. So it looks like we're going to go ahead and take a break here. We're going to go ahead and have starting lineups, but when we come back, we're going to give you a quick keys to the game, and we'll give you those starting lineups as we count you down to opening tip here on playoff basketball, here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do-It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do-It Center at Building Supply.
Our members, love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration. Owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. The dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
Now the starting lineups, presented by Auburn Bank on your LSA sports station, Tiger Country 104.5.
The anthem has been played here at the Acadome. Lee Scott Warrior postseason basketball is just about underway. Tonight's starting lineups are presented by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Lee Scott Warrior basketball. At guard, a 5'7 junior wearing number 2, the defensive anchor, the on-ball pest, Miss Haynes Kesey. At guard, a 5'4 junior, she wears number 5, a spot-up shooter, Hall of Fame catch and shoot, Miss Sydney Dunlap. At forward, standing at 5'10, a junior protector of the rim and brings the physicality to the front court, Miss Lucy Zellner. At guard, a sniper from downtown, a 5'8 junior wearing number 20, Miss Maggie Herndon. And running the show, the captain, PG1, a 5'10 sophomore guard wearing number 1, your boyfriend's favorite player, Miss Clark Ivett. Those are tonight's, or this morning's rather, starting lineups presented by Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Lee Scott Warrior basketball. The Lee Scott Warriors are going right to left to get things underway. It'll be the Trojans of St. James going left to right. And we're just about ready for action here in the Acadome as St. James wins the tip. And we are off and running. Lee Scott Academy in their road navies with the red stripes on either side. St. James in their road white on white. The checkerboard going down each side. A step in three. Off the rip is no good. Fight for the rebound. And they're going to call a jump ball right off the bat. Nice physicality down low from Lucy Zellner. Possession arrow is in favor of the Lee Scott Warriors. Just underway here on the campus of the Hornets, Alabama State, with Lee Scott Academy and St. James doing battle. Haynes Kesey has it in the near corner. She tries to knock down a three. She left it long. Rebounds with St. James, and we're quickly off and running. Could have been a carry or a travel. No whistle instead. A couple crossover dribbles long. 18-foot jumper is no good. Offensive rebound. And Jordan McCray gets the first points of the evening, or of the morning, with a chance at three after the and one. One of these keys to the games, again, that we will continue to dive into once we hit a little bit of a timeout. But talking about the rebounding numbers that have to be in your favor here tonight. The free throw no good. Sydney Dunlap able to corral it, and Clark Ivett brings the ball up the floor. She gets blitzed, as you're going to see her do a lot of the times, as the Trojans in a little bit of a 1-3-1 defense. They force a steal, and they try to work in transition. It's number 5. The left-handed layup is no good. Ivett able to sky for the rebounds. Warriors now move in transition. They have numbers if they want to use it. Ivett kick out. Sydney Dunlap, her catch-and-shoot three, may have gotten fouled, and she was. You're not going to see Sydney Dunlap leave a three-pointer 15 feet short and may have gotten a piece of the ball, but definitely landed in the landing zone of Sydney Dunlap. So the Warriors and Dunlap at the line has a chance to give the Warriors the lead on a perfect trip. Unfortunately, can't knock down the first. Appreciate you for joining us here for Lee Scott Academy basketball early morning. The second free throw from Dunlap, she leaves it short. A third one on the way. The third free throw is good. So the Lee Scott Warriors on the board, cuts the lead in half, and St. James quickly goes in transition. Euro step and a finish through contact won't go down off the front of the rim for Jordan McCray. Clark Ivett with yet another rebound. It's her and Maggie Herndon that bring the ball up the floor. Warriors going to have to be really careful with the over-the-head passes and the aggressiveness of this Trojans defense. They get it to Clark Ivett. Kick out to the far corner. Sydney Dunlap again. This time it's too strong. Haynes Kesey fights for the rebound. Instead, it's tapped into the hands of St. James. They look to push in transition once again. It's Natalie Barton, and she works her way down low. And she gets on the board for the first time here this morning. 4-1. St. James in favor. In front of the Lee Scott Warriors, Clark Ivett gets cut off in the short corner away from us as we see it here on the Lee Scott Sports Network in front of the student section that's begun working its way for St. James. Again, only about a 10-minute drive from the campus of St. James. It's knocked out of bounds. It stays Warrior basketball. Ivett brings it to the right wing, right back to Dunlap. Thought about the three, didn't take it, and has it stripped. by Jordan McRae. She brings the call. The ball across the cylinder. Catch and shoot three in the near corner right here in front of us is no good. Ball tapped around into the hands of Clark Ivett. Could have been a foul. No whistle. Instead, right back to a steal. And it leads to an easy two for McRae. 6-1 is the Trojan lead here with 5.5 to play in the first quarter. Ivett passed down low to Zellner. Now to Kesey, back to Herndon, and back to Ivett, and she'll set the offense. Now all the way down to Lucy Zellner. Her layup won't go. A lot of contact. She gets it back, and she will head to the line to shoot a couple. Nice vision from the point guard, Clark Ivett. And the first layup didn't go down for Zellner. Was able to get the offensive rebound. And now right back to the free throw line, trailing 6-1. But so far, the free throw line, not a friend for the Warriors. That one rattles in and out. Couple of dribbles into the right hand. Second free throw is off the left side of the rim. Warriors 1-for-5 to start the night from the free throw line. Working in transition again. They kick it to the far corner, and Morgan Lilly, she works her way. Short corner layup won't go down. Ivett with another rebound. She crosses the half-court timeline. Gets it to Maggie Herndon. Works her way inside the paint, but has it stripped. 2-on-1. Ivett, the one defender, bounce pass, and an easy two for the Trojans. That's number 11, Caitlin Mitchell. You're going to see the tempo all night, all morning. Apologies for the St. James team who leads it 8-1. It's a team that loves to put points on the board for the Lee Scott Warriors. And if you are Lee Scott, you have to find a way to limit the 6-0, the 8-0 runs that this Trojan team loves to go on. Clark Ivett turned back to look at Coach Corey Harrison for a play. And because of that, it was Caitlin Mitchell who tried to get greedy and go for a steal and said she's going to pick up a personal foul. So that's three on St. James. And if that's one thing that you can continue to work, the foul counts, get to the bonus, get to the free throw line, work your way back into this contest, and see if the foul count can play in your favor later on in the second half. Rayleigh Langford checks in for the Lee Scott Warriors as Maggie Herndon has it stripped on the left wing. It's Jordan McRae who's able to take it coast to coast and lay it in with the left hand. It's 10-1. Trojans out in front of the Warriors. Jordan McRae has six of those all on layups. And almost a turnover is a turnover as Maggie Herndon tried to get it to Haynes Kesey. It went in and out of her hands. May have touched a Trojan first, but hit Haynes Kesey on the way out. Another costly turnover here in this first quarter. Halfway through the opening stanza here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Warriors trying to go to a little bit more of a matchup zone. Long three from Morgan Lilly. She missed the first one. Couldn't get it to go on that time either. 10-1 is your score. Lee Scott's able to get a couple of stops. Just can't get anything to go here early. And right on cue, Clark Ivett gets right below the free throw line. And a shot that you see go down more times than not. Leaves it off the front of the rim. A fight for the rebound is out of bounds. It'll stay on the far side of the floor here with the Warriors as we're just across 9 o'clock Central Time here at Alabama State. In the Sweet 16, everybody waking up a little bit. Trojans fall asleep on the inbounds. And Haynes Kesey able to get it to Clark Ivett for the first field goal of the morning for the Warriors. They trim it to a touchdown lead. It's 10-3, 3:45 to play here in the first. Warriors a little bit more of a 3-2 that matches up into a 2-3 based on where the ball is. Out of position, elbow jumper is no good, but McRae is there to clean it up. The size advantage playing a factor right now for St. James. So far, their best offense has come either in transition or just throwing it up at the rim and being able to sky for the offensive rebounds. That's a 9-point lead for the Trojans. Rayleigh Langford has it. Clark Ivett thought about the three, works her way, short corner, gets cut off. Back to Herndon. She'll pull it from the left wing, and she couldn't connect. Grazed the rim. Lucy Zellner, yet another offensive rebound. Right back to Herndon, and she'll set the offense. The dribble handoff is to Clark Ivett, guarded by Jordan McRae. Ivett, a crossover dribble left back to her right, and McRae, apologies, that's going to be Caitlin Mitchell. That's going to be her second personal foul here in this first quarter. Again, not much has gone right for Lee Scott on the offensive end of the floor so far. But if you can get a couple of their really solid players in foul trouble, you can make this a really interesting game in the second half. It's 12-3. Trojans in front of the Warriors, 3 minutes to play here in this opening period. Maggie Herndon has it on the left wing, loses it, able to get it back. And Ivett tries to come for her safety, able to get it right back. Free throw line down to Lucy Zellner. Has the left-handed layup swatted from behind. And the Trojans look to push with Natalie Barton. She'll set the offense now as the Warriors did a nice job getting back on defense. Pump fake from Lily Stanford. Right back down low to McCray. This time couldn't buy the layup. One of the few times you've seen her miss at the rim. Zellner the rebound. Hand off to Clark Ibott. She works her way left. Gets cut off once again in the short corner. Really nice on-ball defense by the Trojans. Fight for the basketball as she loses it. Tries to get it to Haynes Kesey, but has it stripped by Morgan Lilly. And now the Trojans have numbers. A three-on-one leads to a wide-open right-handed layup that Natalie Barton couldn't get to go down. And Clark Ibott, hands on the hips for a moment, able to bring the ball across the half-court timeline. Ibott is going to get blitzed all night as soon as she brings the ball across half-court, doing everything they can to force the other Warriors to make the plays. Raylee Langford goes with the head-high pass. But it gets intercepted, and McCray now Euro step through contact, able to get it to go. 14-3 is the Trojan lead here at Alabama State. Again, McCray already 10 of those here this morning. Warriors going to have to figure out the high-low pass because right now the aggressiveness of this Trojan defense, jumping at every single ball screen and every single head-high pass, turns into an interception. A jump ball is in favor of the Trojans. So another turnover for Lee Scott Academy, and you're already seeing the tempo for this St. James squad. A lot of hands on hips already for the Lee Scott Academy Warriors. It's 14-3 as we approach the one-minute mark here in the first quarter. Sutton Lewis checks in for Lucy Zellner. Warriors keeping that 2-3 matchup down low. Ibott was late on the response down low, and because of that, it'll be number 20, Caden Fair, who heads to the line to shoot a couple. Ibott starts right in the middle of that 3-2 zone, and as soon as it works either to the wing, the corner, or the short corner, Ibott sinks down low and becomes the anchor in that zone. That time was just a little bit late, but Fair unable to knock down the first free throw. Don Oliver Akadome continuing to file in here for Sweet 16 basketball. Caden Fair goes 1-for-2 from the stripe. 15-3 is the Trojan lead over the Lee Scott Academy Warriors. Trojans have gone out of that 1-3-1 much more to a classic, very high-pressured man-to-man defense. Raylee Langford thought about the three, gets it back to Clark Ibott. She has it on the right wing. Crossover dribble, works her way down, lays it up through contact, and the floater is good for Clark Ibott. Ibott now with 4 of the 5 here in the first quarter. Going to need a couple of stops and a couple of buckets as they trail 15-5. 30 seconds to play. Crossover dribble with Caitlin Mitchell. Works her way. Skip pass. One more. Back to the top. One more. Barton wide open. Right corner three. Nice ball movements for the Trojans. And number 5 now has 5. 18-5 is your score. Warriors are going to hold for the final shot with 15 seconds here in the first. Ibott sets the screen for Raylee Langford. Ibott gets it right back. Right in front of the bench of the Trojans. Skip pass into the near corner. Warrior 3 maybe had a foot on the line. Did Haynes Kesey, couldn't get it to go. 2 seconds, 1 second. Barton's 3 is blocked from behind by Raylee Langford. And that is how the first 8 minutes will come to a close. Everybody waking up just a little bit here inside the Acadome. And through 8 minutes, that's the St. James Trojans out in front of the Lee Scott Warriors, 18-5. We're back in 30 seconds here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local commercial and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, online at auburnbank.com.
Start of the second quarter here on the league. Lee Scott Sports Network. We appreciate everybody for being here with us. Christian Griffin bringing you all of the action on the Lee Scott Sports Network on Tiger Country 104.5, TigerCountry.net, and the Radio Alabama app. The Lee Scott Warriors in the Sweet 16 in the AHSAA for the first time in program history in their 2 years, the short tenure in the AHSAA. As both teams make their way back onto the floor, we will go ahead and take a look at today's keys to the game. Again, those are presented by Jeffcoat Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, serving Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County since 1988. You usually have a little bit of time to set up the broadcast, but, man, not too many fouls called. You had 8 straight minutes of action on the Lee Scott Sports Network in that first quarter. Clark Ivitz kicks it to the far corner. Rayleigh Langford's well too strong on the three. Barton was boxing out, ready for it to hit the rim. It did not, and because of that, bounces off her knee, goes out of bounds. And it'll be Lee Scott Warrior basketball under their own basket. Just underway in the second quarter, 18-5 is the Trojan lead. Langford has it on the right wing. Thought about the dribble handoff instead. Clark Ivitz then goes against the screen, throws it up, gets it to go through contact. Clark Ivitz, 3 really tough buckets here in the first 9 minutes or so. She has 6 points. The Warriors, again, trying to stack a couple stops and a couple scores right back to that 2-3 zone. It's in the middle of the paint. Now down low in the corner. Short corner jumper. No, a skip pass. Near corner three right here in front of us is too strong. Barton able to rip down another board. She kicks it back out. Pump fake right to her. Gets to the free throw line. Three-pointer from Johnston. Off the back iron. No good. McCray there once again. Offensive rebound is no good. Ivitz able to get it. And she's brought to the floor, but they're going to call a jump ball. A lot of contact. Clark Ivitz holding her nose just a little bit. Maybe got a hit. As Lucy Zellner checks back in, as does Sydney Dunlap. Inbounds pass is to McCray. She left the 4-foot jumper short, but the offensive rebounds. Kick out to Barton in the far corner. No, another rebound. Lucy Zellner right there. She gets a block, but it's knocked out of bounds. It'll stay St. James basketball. 6:46 to play here in this second quarter. Basketball hard to call at 9 a.m. I can only imagine having to run 84 feet and play competitive basketball in the Sweet 16. 3 in the far corner from Barton is good. She has 8 here tonight, 21-7, and right back to the overhead pass that's intercepted, and then a travel. Nice job by Maggie Herndon after turning it over. Going right back for the basketball, forcing the Trojans to take an extra step. And a timeout on the floor by the Trojans, a 30-second timeout. We will keep it right here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network. And again, that will allow us to dive into our keys to the game. Doesn't happen too many times a minute and a half into the second quarter, but you're starting to see a lot of those maybe rear its ugly head here early. Warriors going to have to find a way to execute, especially on the offensive end of the floor. But it starts with the rebounding category, especially on the defensive end. You gave up a lot of offensive rebounds to Childersburg, which really kept them in the basketball game. You're seeing St. James now dominate the glass on both sides of the floor. We mentioned it earlier, limiting the 6-0, the 8-0 runs for the Trojans. Find ways to try and frustrate that offense. And then secondary factors. You know Clark Ivitz is going to get hers to do everything she can to continue the Warrior season. You got to have a couple others for the Lee Scott Warriors tonight step up and make really big impacts for Lee Scott Academy. Herndon goes again for the overhead pass. It's knocked out of bounds over the head of Sydney Dunlap. Warriors fortunate that that wasn't another live ball turnover. Ivitz gets it at the elbow. This time she does turn it over, and McCray now works in transition. She's all by herself. The left-handed layup is good. McCray now with 12 of the 23 for St. James. And with 6 minutes left to play in the second quarter, a kickball violation with Caitlin Mitchell, who's checked back into the contest despite her 2 personal fouls in the first. It's 23-7. St. James out in front of the Lee Scott Academy Warriors. It's Herndon, Ivitz, Dunlap, Zellner, and Kesey, the starting five for the Warriors. Ivitz goes for the wraparound pass. It's intercepted, and Mitchell's left-handed layup is too strong. Offensive rebound for Morgan Lilly. Now the kick outs and the left wing three is too strong. Moody, another offensive rebound, kick down low. And the layup right in front of the rim is good for Caitlin Mitchell. 25-7 is the Trojan lead. And now the bounce pass. Barton read it the entire way. She's able to lay it up and in with the right hand. 5 points for Barton here in the second quarter. The pressure for the Warriors, not necessarily the environment, but just the pressure of the Trojan defense causing havoc now for the Lee Scott Warriors. And Coach Corey Harrison calls a 30-second timeout. But we'll keep it right here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network. 5.5 to play in this second quarter inside the Dunn Oliver Akadome, the Sweet 16. With Lee Scott Academy and St. James in the Central Regional Bracket. Well, I hope you have your coffee, maybe your breakfast in there as well, and hope you're here for the long haul. As following the Lee Scott Warriors varsity girls action, we're going to see the varsity boys right after, taking on Montgomery Academy. And so a full morning of Lee Scott Academy hoops here for you on the Lee Scott Sports Network. And wouldn't want it any other way. Maggie Herndon has it on the left wing, picks up her dribble. And she'll get called for a travel. Didn't know exactly what she wanted to do. The speed didn't allow her to keep her pivot foot. She turns it over, and Rayleigh Langford will check in for her. 5:18 to play here in the second quarter. 27-7 is the St. James lead. Natalie Barton has 10 here tonight. She brings the ball up the floor. Moody now here right in front of us. Right around the scorer's table, down to the free throw line, right back to Moody. Sidestep dribble. Her right wing three is no good. And the Trojans were unable to get the rebound. Apologies, blocked by one of the officials here right in front of us. But rebound was heading towards the Lee Scott Warrior bench. And it appears she stepped on the sideline before she was able to inbound the basketball. Rayleigh Langford and Clark Ivett bring the basketball up the floor. Under 5 minutes to play. Back to that pressure. 1-3-1 defense, or maybe even a 1-2-1-1, which you don't see too often in the half court. But forces another turnover on the Lee Scott Academy Warriors. They're not allowing that easy pass. They're forcing the skip pass or that extra pass from wing to wing, and the Trojans' defense has the speed, the recognition of what the Warriors are trying to do, and not allowing anything easy and intercepting. Almost like a quarterback eyeing down the receiver. Cornerback's able to jump it. Sydney Dunlap, catch and shoot three. Maybe got partially blocked, and because of that leads to an easy outlet. Barton will have a right-handed layup with no contest, and that's one thing that St. James does really well. Again, the rebounding categories, they immediately look to the guards who you feel like already have a head of steam working towards the half-court timeline. Leads to easy transition buckets. Langford standing on the wing of a Hornet, or of the Hornet, here at half-court. Gets it to Clark Ivett. Back to Langford. One more to the corner, and Haynes Kesey. Right back to Langford, but it's intercepted by Caitlin Mitchell. Her right-handed layup. She's able to get it up and in. And a timeout by the St. James Trojans. Another one here in the second quarter, but another 30 seconds. Timeouts. I believe they said, the PA said, Coach Corey Harrison. I believe that was St. James that called a timeout. But regardless, again, we'll keep it right here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network. 31-7 is the Trojan lead here. Almost a home game for St. James. Only about 5 miles, about 10 minutes or so away from their home campus. And so they've built a nice little student section right behind their bench. The Lee Scott Warriors still making their way. And whether you are here with us listening, whether you're on the road making your way to Montgomery, Alabama, or you're back at the academy or wherever you're tuned in from, as Clark Ivett, her step in three is no good. Nice rebound from Morgan Lilly. She's able to get it into the far corner, and Mitchell works her way short corner. The touch shot over Lucy Zellner is good. Mitchell now four straight, and the lead continues to swell for Lee Scott Academy. But wherever you're tuned in from, we appreciate you for tuning in and for your support of Lee Scott Warrior basketball. A poke steal from behind. It's Caden Fair who gets it into the hands of Mitchell. She works her way down low with a stutter step, and now six straight for Caitlin Mitchell. Three Trojans are in double figures so far with 3 minutes left to play in this second quarter. Ivett gets to the free throw line. Her jumper off the right side of the rim. Through contact before the shot. No whistle. Outlet pass. Almost a cherry pick, and Mitchell able to lay it in once again. Warriors just don't have the size down low nor the speed of the guards that St. James has right now. And the tempo favoring St. James in just about every way. Catch and shoot three from Kesey is no good. Weak side offensive rebound. Dunlap into the hands of Rayleigh Langford. Kick to the corner, back to Dunlap. Now Langford, she gets double teamed right in front of the Trojan bench. Able to get it to Sydney Dunlap. Bounce pass to Lucy Zellner, but it's intercepted. And Natalie Barton works her way 2-on-1 behind the back pass. And Morgan Lilly able to lay it in. Two minutes to play here in the second quarter. Clark Ivett tries to get to the free throw line, unable to do so. Gets it to Sydney Dunlap. Her three is no good. Barton with yet another rebound. 4-on-3. Outlet pass into the low block. A really nice pass and a really nice finish from Caden Fair. Trojans on a big-time run here in this second quarter. It's 41-7. And Ivett has it stolen away. Mitchell continuing to add to her totals. Mitchell now with 12 here in the quarter. A couple of Warriors, a couple of Trojans set to check in as we hit 90 seconds to play here in this second quarter. Ivett skip past to Kesey, now to Rayleigh Langford. He didn't even think about taking the open jumper. Haynes Kesey back to Ivett. Now back to Langford at the top of the key. Bounce pass to Dunlap. Now down low inside to Lucy Zellner, and a jump ball. We'll keep it on that side of the floor with the Lee Scott Warriors. Maggie Herndon, Sutton Lewis, and Stella Henderson check in for Lee Scott Academy. Just over a minute to play here in this fast-paced first half. Henderson gets the inbounds. 20-foot jumper too strong off the far side of the rim. Weak side rebound is with K.K. Corley. And Sydney Johnson will bring the ball up the floor with 55 seconds to play. Pass to the free throw line. Layup is blocked from behind by Sutton Lewis. Maggie Herndon looks to run the floor for Lee Scott Academy, and a kickball off the scorer's table. It'll stay Lee Scott Warrior basketball. You can see Coach Corey Harrison right here in front of us saying look to score, look to drive. Ivett gets the inbounds, and she does that. Works her way into the short corner. Tries to throw up the layup. Gets blocked and then off the hands of either Ivett or Dunlap. Her apologies, that was Sutton Lewis. So it's Trojan basketball with 40 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Johnston now to Stanford. Nice ball movement here on this possession for the Trojans. Johnston gets the short corner. 8-foot floater is well too strong, but another offensive rebound. Kick back to the top of the key in McCray. She works her way to the free throw line through contact. Left-handed layup, no. But she's fouled by Clark Ivett. She'll head to the line to shoot two with 18 and a half seconds here in the second. They're actually going to get Maggie Herndon on that shooting foul. That's her second personal here tonight. First free throw from McCray. She left it well short. Second free throw on the way. That one only grazes the net. And she walks back to her side of the floor. Nothing you can do but smile if you're Jordan McCray. 10 points in the first, 12 here total in the second quarter. 10 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Ivett splits a couple of defenders, able to get it back. And a reach-in foul from behind. Clark Ivett slow to get up off the floor. Mere exhaustion for number one in Navy in this second quarter. 6.2 remaining here in the first half. It's Warrior basketball baseline left as we see it here on the road side of the setup. Clark Ivins able to get the inbounds pass down low. Couldn't get the layup to go. Kesey with three, with two, out to Herndon. Her running three-pointer is no good. And that is how the first half will come to a close. Warriors did some things right in the first half. It was a big-time run by the St. James Trojans in the second quarter. And they take a 36-point lead into the halftime break. And when we come back, we'll dive you into the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. We'll talk about this first half, talk about what the Warriors need to do in the second half to continue to build a little bit of momentum. You never know. See what can happen here inside the Acadome on an early morning Sweet 16 contest. The Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report is next here on the Lee Scott Sports Network.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up. But now, my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the Orthopedic Clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local, commercial, and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, online at auburnbank.com.
This is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Winter is in full swing at Mountain High Outfitters. Come see all the great gear to keep you warm and dry in style. From the North Face, Patagonia, Free People Movement, Vuori, or Local Boy, we have you set for every day or your ski or snowboarding trip this season. Come see Mountain High Outfitters on South College next to Tzatziki's in the heart of Auburn. Experience the difference at Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
When bones get out of joint, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot, or ankle, back, neck, or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center and Building Supply.
The Lee Scott Academy Basketball Halftime Show is brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic on Tiger Country 104.5.
16 minutes down here in the Sweet 16 inside the Dunn Oliver Acadome on the campus of Alabama State. Lee Scott Academy and the Trojans of St. James doing battle here this morning for some breakfast playoff basketball. It's been well in favor of St. James through the first 16 minutes. 43-7 is your score at the halftime break. And we welcome you into the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. The speed of the St. James Trojans, especially on the defensive side of the floor, is really where you see the difference so far in this contest between that and then just the size down low. But when you look at the rebounding numbers that we'll get to here in just a little bit, you wouldn't necessarily know it just based off of how well Lee Scott has rebounded so far here tonight. And a couple of those, again, on the offensive side of the floor as well. But just about every single second chance opportunity has gone in favor of the St. James Trojans. A lot of turnovers for the Lee Scott Warriors leads to really easy runouts. And every time St. James has a layup or has a rebound following a missed layup or a missed three, which Lee Scott has had a few of those in there as well, leads to really easy kickouts, outlet passes, one more is in wide open layups here inside Dunn Oliver Acadome. Halftime stats tonight are brought to you by Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price, who reminds you that if you need services from her office, there's the main office at the courthouse in Opelika and satellite offices in Auburn and Smith Station. Starting with the visiting Trojans, it's Natalie Barton with 12. Caitlin Mitchell has 14. Caden Fair with 3. Jordan McCray with 12. And Morgan Lilly with 2 in there as well. So when all things are said and done, it's only Barton, Mitchell, and McCray that are causing big-time impacts that are hurting this Lee Scott Warriors squad. That being said, they have 38 of the 43 total points for the St. James Trojans, and a lot of those, again, on early leakouts, on rebounds, on kickouts that lead to really, really easy buckets. A lot of those girls play at the top of that 1-3-1 half-court press that you've seen the Trojans run for a lot of those first 16 minutes that leads to easy outlet passes and easy layups. For the Lee Scott Warriors, only two scorers so far tonight. It started with Sydney Dunlap, who was able to knock down one of three free throws at the charity stripe to give the Warriors their first points of the evening, and Clark Ivett with 6. And unfortunately, that is where you stand right now at the halftime break for the Lee Scott Warriors, who are 3 of 19 from the floor. They are 0 of 10 from behind the three-point line. But again, when you look at the rebounding numbers, 6 offensive rebounds for the Warriors, you have 14 defensive, you have 20 total rebounds to St. James's 21. That being said, a lot of that is in favor because St. James is 20 of 42 from the field or from the floor. They are 2 of 11 from 3. So not necessarily having success from the perimeter, but haven't necessarily needed so in the first 16 minutes. We'll take a break. We'll come back and talk about what we need to see this Warrior squad do in the second half. Maybe a brief preview of the Varsity Boys contest in here as well as we continue on when we come back with the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Reports here on the Lee Scott Sports Network.
Our members love us.
Oh yes, ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with 2 local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
This is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leak protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
When bones get out of joint, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot, or ankle, back, neck, or hip. offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement, serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Just about the start of the second half here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. And as we wrap up the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report, we remind you that the Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. And what the Lee Scott Warriors need to do here in this second half, continue to build, again, at least a little bit of momentum on the offensive end of the floor. Quality shots at the rim, finding the bottom of the net allows you to get back on defense. I don't expect this to be one of those games for Lee Scott Academy that you expect to see a lot of full court trapping just because of the speed and how there are multiple different, all five Trojans on the floor can bring the ball up the floor, but allow you to set up your offense a little bit. St. James basketball to get things going here in this first half. They immediately get it down low. Right-handed layup by McCray is no good. Nice defense, Lucy Zellner. Clark Ibitz brings the ball up the floor. She has it well beyond the right wing. Now to Sydney Dunlap here right in front of us. Warriors now scoring right in front of where we sit here in the Acadome. Trojans on the far side. Could be a carry by McCray. Not going to blow it. But instead, she does the layup. Ibitz able to get the rebound. Sydney Dunlap catch and shoot three right here in front of us. Can't knock it down. Warriors still 0-for. From behind the three-point line, Barton able to get the off or the defensive rebound, rather, but as she turns the corner, her foot doesn't go with her. And she slips and falls, and the ball rolls out of bounds right in front of Coach Corey Harrison. Just underway here in this third quarter. Ibitz tries to go up strong, has it knocked away, then off the hands of Sydney Dunlap, and then the hands of Barton. It'll be Lee Scott Warrior basketball. 43-7 is the Trojan lead here, 60 seconds into this third quarter. Ibitz, the bounce pass to Sydney Dunlap, may have gotten away with a travel. Barton a little too aggressive. She's going to get called for a reach-in foul. She doesn't necessarily agree. A reminder that the second half action of this morning's game is presented by the Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University. You can see their upcoming events at goosecenter.auburn.edu. This Trojan defense forcing Lee Scott to start their offense right around the half-court timeline. Haynes Kesey picks up her dribble at half-court. Clark Ibitz has a catch-and-shoot three. Well too strong. She got hacked on the way up and the way down. They don't blow the whistle. Weak side rebound is Barton. She works her way the coast of the floor. Kicks it to the far corner. Three-pointer from Moody is no good. Out of bounds. Off the hands of Lucy Zellner. 6:38 to play here in this third quarter. Inbound to Johnston, right back to Barton, who inbounded the basketball, left it short. Offensive rebound with Mitchell, and should be an offensive foul, and is, as she lowered her shoulder and brought Clark Ivett to the floor. Like a fullback trying to create a little bit of space. That's her third personal foul here tonight. Ivett brings the ball across half court. Blitzed as soon as she does. Into the hands of Dunlap. Back to Ibitz. Thought about the three. Didn't take it. Was able to keep her dribble. Now to Maggie Herndon. She'll pull it from a step behind the three-point line and leaves it well short. Lucy Zellner tries to save it, but is unable to do so. Warriors now 0-13 from behind the three-point line here. Inside, Dunn Oliver Acadome. The St. James Trojans coming into play here this morning as the 17th ranked team in the state of Alabama. You're seeing why here with their 43-7. Big time advantage here early in the third. Barton the inbounds, gets it right back. Layup is no good. Second chance, third chance opportunity. Moody has it blocked by Zellner, but gets it back for the fourth time. Layup no good. And Dunlap. Apologies, that's Herndon able to get the rebound and stolen right away from her. Moody goes up for what is essentially the fifth time on that possession and is able to lay it in. She has 4 points. Here tonight, Dunlap has it now in the near corner right here in front of me. Gets it to Clark Ivan in the short corner. She's fouled, no whistle. And a turnover. She was hit on the head, then runs into the referee in transition. Is Caitlin Mitchell, who continues to add to her point total here this morning. A 40-point lead for the Trojans with 5 minutes left to play here in the third quarter. Dunlap has it now right back to Ivett on the give and go. Try to get it to Lucy Zellner, but it's swatted out of bounds. It'll be Warrior basketball, baseline right. Both teams scoring towards their bench here in the second half, as they always do. So Lee Scott scoring here right in front of us. Dunlap has it. Gets it to Clark Ivett. Thought about the three. Comes to the jump stop. Loses it out of bounds, but it's knocked out of bounds by Johnston. It'll stay Lee Scott Warrior basketball. The starting five for Coach Corey Harrison are the five on the floor for Lee Scott Academy. Dunlap quickly gets it to Haynes Kesey. Her 18-foot jumper is blocked. Now a 4-on-2 break for the Trojans. It's Barton, went with the Euro step, couldn't get the layup to go. Almost knocked out of bounds, was saved by the Trojans off the shoulder of Barton and out of bounds. It'll be Lee Scott basketball with 4.5 to play here in the third. Clark Ivett with 6 points here tonight. Sydney Dunlap with one, the only 7 points for the Lee Scott Academy Warriors. Herndon has it at the top of the key. Overhead pass to Sydney Dunlap, almost steps on the baseline as she grabs it. She's double teamed and she loses it. Now in transition, Barton all by herself, nobody within the 3-point line. And she also continues her points total. She's up to 14 here tonight. Warriors scored 5 points in the first, only two in the second, and they've yet to score here halfway through the third. Haynes Kesey tries to change that. Three-pointer too strong off the back iron. Fight for the rebound into the hands of McCray. She loses it off of her knee, and it's Warrior basketball. Three subs in, three subs out for the Trojans of St. James. Clark Ivett, the trigger for the Lee Scott Warriors. The Trojans in a 2-3 zone on the inbound. Goes to Haynes Kesey, right back to Ivett. Now down low, Lucy Zellner. Her left-handed layup is good. Lucy Zellner gets her first points here this morning. The fourth field goal made, only the fourth field goal made for a struggling Warriors offense. Moody has it on the left wing, and now you're seeing the Trojans slow things down a little bit, run one of the few half-court sets that you've seen all morning. Moody, left elbow, fadeaway jumper is no good. Another offensive rebound, loose ball, and bodies hit the floor. They're going to call a personal foul. It was Sydney Dunlap who took the contact initially trying to go for the steal, couldn't get it. I don't know who they got the personal foul on. It was on Sydney, okay. The whistle just came a second or two after the initial contact, maybe on the trip following the contact. Inbounds pass, works around the perimeter, goes down low, and the layup is good for Caden Fair. 51-9 is your score here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Warriors, again, facing one of the Giants in 3A, one of the best teams, if not the best team that they have seen and will see all season long. Haynes Kesey tries to get it to Ivett, but it's knocked out of bounds. Nice grab made by Coach Clay McCall. Herndon will inbound for the Warriors. Gets it to Haynes Kesey. Back to Ivett at the top of the key. Works her way down low. 10-foot floater is no good. Strong rebound with McCray, and she looks to push. Outlet pass to Fair. Works her way through contact, Euro step, and spins her way back towards the middle of the floor. Very easily could have been a travel. Instead, I guess you're saying they landed on 2 feet. So not quite a traditional Euro step, but she was able to lay it in. So she has 4 straight points, and the lead continues to swell. Here with under 3 minutes to play in the third. Clark Ivett, catch and shoot three, finds the bottom of the net. Clark Ivett now with nine here tonight. Nine of the 12 for the Lee Scott Warriors in the first. From behind the three-point line, the first outside the painted area. The Trojans look to respond right away. Three-pointer no good off the front of the rim. Tip out goes to Jordan McCray. The layup from Moody is no good. Yet another offensive opportunity for the Trojans. And this time, Caden Fair, she makes some pay. She has six straight here in this third quarter. Dunlap gets cut off in the short corner. Tries to get the skip pass to Haynes Kesey, but it's knocked out of bounds off the hands of Lily Stanford. 55-12 is the Trojan lead here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. 2 minutes to play here in this third quarter. The St. James team, who is definitely one of, if not the favorite, here in this 3A, not only central bracket, but just in the state tournament. As Haynes Kesey gets the inbound, she knocks down a far corner triple, her first points here tonight, and back-to-back buckets for the Lee Scott Academy Warriors. Pass into the far corner, into a cutting Caden Fair, and she has eight straight here tonight. She's in double figures. She now has 11 in the contest, and Ivett tries to find Sutton Lewis, but the pass was too high and too hot to handle. Right into the barrage of Lee Scott cheerleaders. They're off to our right, underneath the far basket. Down low, it's Fair once again, who just had the post up. And a beautiful find, a beautiful feed. And she's able to get it to go off the glass. Herndon thought about the triple. Has it, gets it right back to Haynes Kesey, who just knocked one down from the same spot. Ivett works her way down low, and a tie up. Possession arrow is in favor of the Warriors. Approaching 60 seconds to play here in this third quarter. Warriors looking to take a little momentum from this contest. Haynes Kesey, the inbound to Maggie Herndon, gets to the elbow, and then will back things back out. Gets it to Clark Ivett, who stands on top of the Hornets. Now works her way down low, loses it, and Rayleigh Langford, who's just checked back into the contest, she dives on the floor to force the tie-up. But the possession arrow this time will give it to the home Trojans with 59.4 here in the third. Natalie Barton works her way up the floor. Gets it to Caitlin Mitchell. Nobody picks her up. Her catch-and-shoot triple is good. Mitchell now with 19 here this morning. Ivett tries to get it to Haynes Kesey. It was tipped right back into the hands of Ivett. I think Haynes Kesey started running the other way to play defense. Ivett got it right back and tried to get it to her in the corner, but nobody was there. 62-15 is your score with 35 seconds to play here in the third. Mitchell has it on the right wing. Now to Corley down low. Now Fair in the short corner. One dribble reverse layup and a nice move from Caden Fair. Continues to add to her third quarter total. She has 12 here in the third quarter alone. A turnover by the Lee Scott Warriors. Outlets in the pass too far. Goes into the tunnel. So teams trade turnovers now with 11.1 remaining here in the third. Ivett and Maggie Herndon bring the ball up the floor. Herndon almost loses it, now does, into the hands of Bartlin. Throw ahead pass, and Caitlin Mitchell lays it in as the third quarter buzzer comes to a close. St. James, 10 minutes away from their home campus, building a nice little fan base here this morning. And they're on their feet at the end of the third quarter as the Trojans lead it 66-15 over the Lee Scott Academy Warriors. We'll be back in 60 seconds with the start of the final 8 minutes right after this here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local, commercial, and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, online at auburnbank.com.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up. But now, my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the orthopedic clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the orthopedic clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
Start of the fourth quarter here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. And while we were away, it was Lee Scott Warrior basketball. They got it down low to Lucy Zellner, and she was fouled. She stands at the free throw line, and she couldn't rattle in the first. Second free throw on the way. Can't get that one to go either. The story of the offense for the Lee Scott Warriors here tonight. Moody works her way in transition. Gets the bucket to go, plus the foul from behind on Zellner. Maybe a little frustration. As Morgan Lilly now has 2 points in the second, the third, and the fourth quarter. The free throw is good. 69-15. Here, 30 seconds into the third or the fourth and final period. Ibit has it at half court. Dunlap right back to Ibit. Now Haynes Kesey. Warriors swinging it around the perimeter. Clark Ibit tries to work her way down the baseline. Has it knocked out of bounds. It'll stay Warrior basketball with 7 minutes to play on the clock. Dunlap will inbound, gets it down low to Kesey, has the layup blocked. And Caitlin Mitchell, a couple of bounces now into the hands of Natalie Barton. And she gets her first points of this fourth quarter. She had 12 at halftime, give her 16 now in the contest. Herndon has it, now Kesey. Pump fake. Maggie Herndon catch and shoot three, may have been partially blocked. Lucy Zellner was setting up for the rebound, instead looked up and saw the basketball come in her direction and almost just reflexes, knocked it out of bounds. But they're actually going to say that it's Lee Scott Warrior basketball. Kesey will inbound. Fake to Clark Ibit. Sydney Dunlap. Now the bounce pass to Maggie Herndon. Dribble handoff to Clark. She has it at the top of the key. Double teams. Maggie Herndon right here in front of me. Can't knock down the three. Moody the rebound. Outlet to Natalie Barton. And she lays it up and in. Timeout on the floor. A 30-second timeout by St. James. And five starters make their way off the floor. Five subs come in. And I believe they changed it to a full timeout. But with the delay, we'll keep it right here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network. We appreciate everybody for being here with us, whether it's Tiger Country 104.5, TigerCountry.net, or that Radio Alabama app. And as we near 10 o'clock here Central Time, let's pause for station identification here on the Lee Scott Sports Network.
Tiger Country 104.5 is a Radio Alabama station, part of the Auburn Networks family. WAUEHD2, Waverly, Auburn, Opelika.
Auburn, Opelika.
Tiger Country 73-15 is your score here. The St. James Trojans, most talented team we've seen and called here on the Lee Scott Sports Network this season. Well out in front here with 5.5 to play in the fourth quarter. They have the basketball with Elliott Barton. And they'll run a half-court set. Motion offense for the Trojans. It's Lucy Zellner all the way out at the three-point line. Really nice defense. Forces her to give it up to London Swain, who then picks it up, guarded by Haynes Kesey. Handoff right back to Barton. Now into the hands of Stanford. She works her way down low through contact, and she was fouled. She'll head to the charity stripe to shoot a couple. The first free throw from Stanford is good. Her first points here this morning. Stella Henderson, Sutton Lewis, and Rayleigh Langford check in for Zellner, Dunlap, and Kesey. Second free throw from Stanford can't rattle home, and Clark Ivett skies for the board. She now works her way in transition. Runs into a defender, gets it to Rayleigh Langford here on the near wing. Right back to Clark. Skip pass to Stella Henderson. Back to Maggie Herndon. Dribble handoff to Clark. But double teamed. Ball tipped and knocked away. Stanford with the steal. 3-on-1. Down low. Left-handed layup with Caden Fair. Count the bucket and the foul. The free throw from Fair is good. Fair had 3 at halftime. She had 12 in the third quarter, and now 3 here in the fourth. So 18 now in the contest. Rayleigh Langford thought about the catch and shoot 3. Instead, we'll go with a tougher floater, but she's able to knock it down. The senior for Coach Corey Harrison, who did not play her junior year, comes back for her senior year. Able to make an impact and find the bottom of the net. Maybe she can sue for more eligibility. Halfway through this fourth quarter here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. The Trojans comfortably out in front. Lee Scott playing for a little bit of pride, playing for a little offensive momentum. Clark Ivett works her way in transition following the steal. Right-handed layup, no, but she's fouled. She will head to the line to shoot a couple. Clark Ivett looks to get in double figures here on the Sweet 16 here. A couple of free throws. First one off the left side of the rim. No good. More subs come in for St. James. Clock stopped at 3:34 here in this fourth quarter. Second free throw for Clark is good. Clark now with 10 points. She's in double figures here tonight. The 15-year-old for one more day before celebrating her Sweet 16 tomorrow. Pass down low, intercepted by Sutton Lewis. 3:20 to play. Ivett brings the ball up the floor with Maggie Herndon. Tip out. Langford tried to save it, was able to. Now works around the perimeter in and out of the hands of Maggie Herndon. A turnover right in front of Coach Corey Harrison. 3 minutes even to play here in this fourth and final period. Dribble handoff, some motion offense with the Trojans. It's with Kendall Dunson. Now a Euro step in London. Swain able to find the scoring column. A nice move as she works her way down low, avoids the contact, and lays it up and in with the right hand. 79-18. Here's your score here with 2.5 to play. Ivett has it on the left wing. Her three-pointer can't get it to go. Sutton Lewis, offensive rebound. Layup is no good. Knocked out of bounds. It'll stay Warrior basketball. A lot of contact following the apex on that rebound for Sutton Lewis, but you'd imagine the whistle's not going to play a big factor here in the final few moments. Stella Henderson, catch and shoot 3 following the inbounds. Couldn't bank it home. Swain now in transition. Almost has it knocked away from behind. Does by Maggie Herndon. Thought she wasn't going to be able to save it. But Rayleigh Langford able to recover. Now running the right side of the floor. Gets it to Ivett. Gets to the elbow. Spins her way back. A jumper is no good. Knocked out of bounds. four subs come in for Lee Scott Academy. It's Peyton Lakeman, Brooklyn Forbes, Wesley Kate Crocker, and Charlie Huddleston. Sutton Lewis will stay on the floor for the Lee Scott Warriors. 90 seconds to play here in the contest. Pass down low. Layup is good from Dunson. Wesley Kate now doing the point guard duties, has it stripped by London Swain. She now bullies her way into the paint. Layup is no good. Lakeman with a nice rebound. 60 seconds to play here inside the Acadome. Wesley Kate gets it to Brooklyn Forbes at the top of the key. Tried to get it to Sutton Lewis. It's knocked out of bounds off the scorer's table with 53 seconds and counting. Wesley Kate gets the inbounds pass, has it knocked away and stolen by the Trojans. 33 seconds to play. London Swain has it out at the top of the key. Elliot Barton, dribble handoff to Dunson. Gets to the free throw line, nice pass down low. And the layup from Chloe Mitchell is up and good. 83-18 is your score in what could be the final possession here this morning. Crocker turns it over in and out of her hands. A step back three from London Swain off the front of the rim. Offensive rebound is good for number 12, Caitlin Hudson. And that is how the contest will come to a close. We knew the uphill battle that Lee Scott was facing here this morning on the Lee Scott Sports Network. And St. James, the best team that this Lee Scott Warrior team has played all season long, ends the Warriors season in the Sweet 16. But a Sweet 16 that was made for the very first time for the Lee Scott Warrior varsity girls. And don't go anywhere. We'll come back. We'll talk about this season as a whole for Coach Corey Harrison and this Lee Scott Warrior varsity girls squad. Before we transition you into the boys' contest with Lee Scott taking on Montgomery Academy in what will be a very, very fun matchup. 85-18 is your final score. The St. James Trojans win their 30th contest of the season. The Warriors finish the season at 20-10, and their season comes to a close. We'll come back to wrap up this contest, preview the boys, and get you underway. And the Lee Scott Academy countdown to tip-off right after this here on the Lee Scott Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up. But now, my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the Orthopedic Clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
This is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Winter is in full swing at Mountain High Outfitters. Come see all the great gear to keep you warm and dry in style. From the North Face, Patagonia, Free People Movement, Vuori, or Local Boy, we have you set for every day or your ski or snowboarding trip this season. Come see Mountain High Outfitters on South College next to DeZiki's in the heart of Auburn. Experience the difference at Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
A historic 2025-2026 for Coach Corey Harrison and the Lee Scott Varsity Girls comes to a close here inside the Dunn Oliver Acadome in the Sweet 16 to the hands of the Trojans of St. James. They win it 85-18 here in the 9 o'clock, the early tip-off here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. And so much credit goes to the Lee Scott girls, not even for the season as a whole, but my goodness, basketball is hard enough to call at 9 o'clock in the morning, much less having to run 84 feet to guard, to try and shoot, to play through contact, to do all of the little things that you know how to do, but to do it at 9 o'clock in the morning with your season on the line. So much credit goes to this Lee Scott Academy Warrior squad, Coach Corey Harrison, all of the coaches that take an impact and take an effect on this Warrior Varsity Girls squad. Final stat lines for the Lee Scott Varsity Girls. Clark Ivett finishes with 10. Haynes Kesey with 3. Sydney Dunlap with 1. Lucy Zellner with 2. And the senior, Rayleigh Langford, playing her final game in a Lee Scott Academy Varsity Girls basketball jersey with 2 points. And both of those coming in the final fourth quarter with a little 8-foot jumper here right in front of us. A really cool moment for the senior for Lee Scott Academy. Lee Scott Academy shoots 7 of 36 from the floor. They were 2 of 20 from behind the three-point line. St. James was 39 of 74. Only 3 of 16 from behind the three-point line. But when you look at the turnovers, Lee Scott had 36 turnovers here this morning, which is, again, not a recipe for success. As many turnovers as you had shot attempts, as many as you had field goals. And so, Lee Scott, man, you fully expect this team to learn and grow. So many girls are coming back to be a part of what was already a historic campaign, looking to do so again once the season hits November in 2026. So for our final time for the Lee Scott Academy Varsity Girls, we say thank you for listening to the Lee Scott Sports Network.